knowing how well the Eagles have performed at home this year, knowing, would you consider it a hostile environment and a challenging environment, or is it just another element?
Yeah, I don't think it's really anything we put much mind to. I think we have, we've been focusing internally, more so on turning this thing around and understanding where we're at in the season and how, you know, we've dropped too many and, you know, we have to treat every game like it's a playoff environment. So the environment will be just that. Obviously they're having a lot of success at home, rookie quarterbacks playing well, and overall, they're playing well. So it should be a good environment, but ultimately, we got to get this thing, and kind of like Aaron said, it starts this week because I don't think we have many more.
Are you preparing to play inside this week?
Well, the coaches made sure, especially with how thin it is at that position, to be ready and be available. So I've taken a look at the playbook and make sure that if for whatever reason, if they throw me inside, I'll be ready. So we'll see what that means moving forward. But as you guys saw and. What I'm going through in practice is, strictly outside. So, we'll see what that means moving forward.
Clay, it used to be this defense likes its chops over facing a green rookie quarterback. I don't know if the injuries or the way you guys have performed, if you can still be good at disguising stuff. That would be the first part. Can you still do that kind of stuff? And how has he looked to you on tape? It doesn't seem to be a guy that gets overly confused.
Yeah, no, he looks good on tape. He's done a great job for a rookie. Obviously showing why he's a top draft pick. But, ultimately, we've been having to call games a little bit differently with the injury situation. We have going on, but hopefully we get a few guys back this week, and if not, we'll just we got to understand where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are. And unfortunately, we gave up just way too many big plays last Sunday, and ultimately, I thought for the most part through almost three quarters, we had done a good job keeping them in check. But those three or four big plays they had over the top and the last run really kind of did us in.
How do you limit those big plays? Is it a simple fix? Are there things that each player has to do differently?
Yeah, it's kind of like I said, we're the status of our defense specifically, you just got to understand player strengths and weaknesses. And unfortunately, when sometimes you put people on an island sometimes. And, as much as we ask them to win those matchups, it's difficult. And not to look back on the game, but understanding where we're at. They were a good team with big playmaking ability, and it's exactly what they did.
Mike was saying better teamwork or guys being there in a situation where if you miss a tackle, someone's there. Is that kind of it, the pursuit, the secondary help?
Yeah, obviously that can help, staying alive, pursuit, getting after the ball carrier. But like I said, for the most part, I thought we did a good job. We just gave up way too many big plays, and that was ultimately the difference, especially when our offense started clicking in the second half.
Clay, Mike kind of indicated that they were cautious with you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be nice, and do you feel like you can kind of cut it loose and be yourself and probably be more impactful as a result?
Yeah, it's difficult coming off a strain of any muscle because you're always feeling yourself out and you never feel like you can really cut it loose until you get that first game under your belt. It was no different than the Giants game earlier in the season. So, when you're accustomed to playing a certain way, it's difficult, especially when you lose in that manner. But, I don't know, moral victories, I guess, but that's kind of the biggest obstacle in coming back. So I feel a lot better in practice. You just have more more confidence in yourself to really, like you said, cut it loose. And, I feel like this week, I should be able to open up a little bit more and, do things that I'm accustomed to doing, yeah.
When you looked at the tape, Clay, did you see plays where, had I been able to cut it loose, I could have made this or I could have had this impact?
Is it that easy to see on tape?
There's a few plays here and there, a few stunts we ran, a few times, where you're chasing somebody down, where you might be able to turn the edge a little bit more or use a little bit more of your speed, open up your hips. But, it's positive that you're able to get through, a game and not re-injured, especially, I think I played more plays than going into the game I expected to, but that's not a bad thing. But I think ultimately, you look at the few plays that you might have had and, think about hopefully making it in the future.
What was your reaction to hearing Aaron say that he thinks that you guys can run the table?
I mean, it's not a surprise. I'm sure it's a surprise to the media and 31 other fan bases. Shoot, maybe even ours. But, the offense has been playing well, and unfortunately when the defense was playing well early, we just haven't been on the same page. But, like I said, it seems as if the offense is clicking. They're doing well, and defensively, we're holding up for the most part, but it's just these big plays that are kind of biting us. And, we don't use injuries as an excuse, but you know, ultimately, you know, we've been giving up a few, you know, big plays, and we just need to kind of shore those up, and I think we got a real shot at this thing. So it's going to be tough moving forward. There's no doubt about it. We kind of put ourselves in this position, but we have a lot of confidence in this locker room, and like I said, I'm sure most have given up or are down on us, but nothing's kind of wavered from within this locker room, which I think is, you know, special.
Clay, getting a chance to line up next to Jake Ryan last year, what have you kind of seen from him and kind of the strides he made, obviously, before his injury crept up this season?
Well, you know, I just think he's continuing to build off last year. And you know, I think the latter part of the season in which he got in and probably just getting his feet wet and everything, but this year really taking it to, you know, another level, him and Blake on the inside trying to take that thing over. So, I'm not sure what his status is moving, you know, into this week, but hopefully he's back sooner rather than later, just because I know, you know, him and Blake back there are, you know, double-digit tackles each and every week. So as long as we can, you know, have the guys up front who are being disruptive and force the ball to, you know, to them, then, you know, I think we got a real good shot of, you know, keeping this defense, or at least doing the things that we'd like to do.